The House and Senate this morning gave their final approvals to the negotiated operating budget for next fiscal year. The plan, as approved by a joint conference committee on Wednesday, spends a total of $9 billion, $5.7 billion of it in state general funds. Besides taking care of the day-to-day operations of state government, that spending also includes setting aside money for such things as this year's permanent fund dividends, providing funds for new state employee union contracts, saving $1 billion in the budget reserve, and substantially increasing the power cost equalization endowment. Conference Committee Chairman Bill Thomas of Haines said the differences between the House and Senate bills started with more than 280 items that had to be resolved.
Not everybody in this room got everything they wanted, and believe me, Mr. Speaker, we heard from a lot of people. But it was a lot of give and take, and right up to the end.
The budget passed with no opposition in the House and with only one vote against it in the Senate, as Minority Leader Charlie Huggins objected to cuts to the newly constructed Goose Creek Prison in his district. The budget only pays for interest on the loans, the cost of utilities, and basic security services. Huggins said the prison project was finished under budget and ahead of schedule, and he wants to see progress toward putting it into operation.
What we can't do is we can't validate the warranty on the prison to the extent that makes me comfortable. Because what we're doing is we're hiring a security firm to secure a prison, Mr. President. There's something wrong with that.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, who is a member of the House Finance Committee, pointed out that the budget only grew by about 4% over last year's, well within the framework of inflation and population growth. At the same time, he said there was a lot of money spent that will change people's lives. Scholarships, for example. He said it has been 4 years since the last input of money for students who need financial help. Meanwhile, money for students who show academic merit has been brought up.
It seems that today we've launched, hopefully, what looks like a permanent solution to that problem, so that the governor gets what he wants, which many of us want, which is a way for people to achieve financial assistance if they have worked hard in school and through his merit scholarship, but also for those who have worked hard who don't qualify for the merit scholarship based on their inability to pay. Money should never be a barrier to success.
The budget next goes to the governor for final action. Meanwhile, the legislature will return to the Capitol on Monday to continue to work out the final major issue of the special session, the Capitol Projects budget.